This week's parasha, we read Parashat Yitro. Parashat Yitro has the Aseret at the Berot, the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments actually have in them all the Tariyag Mitzvot. All the 613 Mitzvot are hinted in the Aseret at the Berot, including the seven mitzvot, the Rabbanan. The Mefarshim say, if you count the letters in the Aseret of the Berot, there's exactly 620 letters. 613 keneged Taryag mitzvot, and seven keneged the seven mitzvot, the Rabbanan. And each letter represents another one of the mitzvot of the Torah. Take, for example, the last mitzvah that we have, Midrabbanan, is Hanukkah. That's the last of the mitzvot. And that's keneged, the last letter. The last letter of the Aser of the Berot, the word is V'chod Asher L'Re'echa. The last letter of Aser of the Berot is the Chaf. How do you spell Chaf? Chaf, Peh. What's Chaf backwards? Pach. Pachs, Pach Shemen. That's Keneged Hanukkah. And each one of the letters is a remez Keneged, one of the mitzvot. So important is the Aseret Berot that the Gemara Berachot said the rabbis wanted to institute that every day we should say the Aseret Berot in the Tefillah. But they were concerned about the minim. They might say that only these mitzvot are important and the other mitzvot are not important. So the Hachamim said better not to put the Aseret Berot in the Tefillah. However, the Yerushalmi says that even though we don't say Aseret Berot in the Tefillah, one should mechaven in Kiryat Shema to the Aseret Berot. How? So Yerushalmi says like this. When one says Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, when you say Hashem Echad, you mechaven to Anochi Hashem Elohecha, which is the first commandment, and Lo Yehyeh Lecha Elohim Acharim. Those are the first two. Anochi and Lo Yehyeh. That's Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. And then when you read the Perasha Ve'ahavta, and you get to the Pasuk, Ve'ahavta Hashem Elohecha, you have to love Hashem. If you love Hashem, you're not going to say His name in vain. Somebody that you love, you're careful when you say His name. So you say, V'aftat Hashem Elohecha, Yav Kavana, Lo Tisa Etshem Hashem Elohecha, Lashav. Do not say God's name in vain. When you get to the end, you say, Uchtavtam Al Mezuzot Betecha. Your house, not your friend's house. Don't be jealous of your friend's house. And that's connected, Lo Tachmod. So you say, Uchtavtam Al Mezuzot Betecha. Betecha. Be happy with your house. Don't covet somebody else's property. When you get to the parasha of Vehaya, the pasuk says Ve'asafta deganecha, and you'll collect your dagan, not somebody else's. That's stealing. If you're going to gather somebody else's dagan, you're stealing. And if we have kavara Ve'asafta deganecha, is keneged lo tignov. Ve'abadetem mehera. Ve'abadetem mehera. God says, if you make Averot, I'm going to destroy you. So the Yerushalmi says, Man de katal, yit katal. Who gets destroyed? Somebody himself that must have murdered. The one that kills, gets killed. Ve'abadetim mehera, is keneged lo tirtzah. Then we get to Lema'an yirbu yimechem. Well, Lema'an yirbu is arichut yamim. That's keneged kibud av. Because the pasuk says, Lema'an yarichun yamim ala adama. That's keneged honoring your father and your mother. Then we get to the parasha of Vayomer. In the parasha of Vayomer, we say, Lema'an tizkeru. We say Lema'an tizkeru, Zachor et yom Shabbat. Remember what? Ma'asitem, do the mitzvot of Shabbat. That's keneged Zachor et yom Shabbat. And then we say, when we get to the pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokechem, אשר נושאתי אתכם על אספסלם ואתכם נלוהים We are giving testimony that God says, I am the God that took you out of Egypt in order to make for you a God. That is keneged lo ta'aneh bere'acha etchak, and do not be a false witness. We're still missing a few. Which one are we missing? Lo ten'af. Lo ten'af is when we say v'lo taturu ahare lebabchem v'are enichem. Do not go after your eyes. Do not look at other women. Do not look at other people's wives. That's keneged lo ten'af. So this is the way we mechaven to the aseret of the berot every single day. And it's considered as if we said it. It's an easy kavanah. Its value is very great. And we're fulfilling by saying the aseret of the berot. It's like we fulfilled tariyag mitzvot plus the seven mitzvot mit Rabbanan. Yiratzon, Shekhar Baruch Hu yizake otanu. Like it says by Avraham Abinu. Ekev asher shama Avraham bekoli. It says Ekev. Avraham kept Ekev. What is Ekev? Ekev is Gematria 172. If you count the words in the Aseret Berot, there's 172 words in the Aseret Berot. Ekev asher shama Avraham bekoli. Avraham fulfilled Ekev. Vayishmor mishmarti mitzvotai chukotai v'torotai. He kept the whole Torah even before the Torah was given. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah brings down that one should have this kavanah of the Yerushalmi every single day when he says the Kiryat Shema keneged aseret ha-deberot.
Mansur is going, heading back to you.